USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. The group of mercenary soldiers advancing on Moscow after its leader claimed Russian forces attacked his soldiers was the biggest threat to Russian President Vladimir Putin's regime, according to Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly of Virginia, a member of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs.
This is certainly the biggest existential threat he's faced in his 23 years in rule.
U.S. officials say intelligence agencies briefed the White House and Congress last week of an imminent armed rebellion in Russia. Spy agencies picked up strong signals that Wagner Group mercenary boss Yevgeny Prigozhin was planning a revolt against Russia's defense ministry. He reportedly struck a deal with the Kremlin to avoid treason charges and live in exile in Belarus. Canada is launching a formal investigation into the tragic loss of the Titan submersible.
Canadian Transportation Safety Board Chairwoman Kathy Fox spoke after the Titan support ship Polar Prince docked in St. John's, Newfoundland Saturday.
TSB investigators boarded the Polar Prince to examine and document the vessel, to collect information from the vessel's voyage data recorder and other vessel systems that contain useful information.
Fox said the investigation will focus on finding out what happened and why. I'm Julie Ryan.
A new poll by NBC News shows former President Trump is expanding his lead over the rest of the Republican presidential field. 51% of GOP voters pick Trump as their top choice, followed by 22% who are behind Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. It finds only single-digit support for former Vice President Mike Pence, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley.
I'm being indicted for you, and I believe the you is more than 200 million people that love our country. They're out there.
Trump there speaking at the Faith and Freedom Coalition event yesterday. This is USA News.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. 800-913-5404 now. I'm here with spokesman for the firm, John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call in.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here with you. We always enjoy answering the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-913-5404.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now to speak with a live agent for free. Call 800-913-5404.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
GOP candidates running for president addressed enthusiastic conservatives at an annual conference in Washington.
Former President Trump speaking at the Faith and Freedom Coalition conference in Washington, D.C., telling supporters,
every time the radical left Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me, I consider it a great badge of courage.
Also at the event over the weekend, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who was booed by the crowd for attacking Trump.
And that is not leadership, everybody. That is a failure of leadership. And you can boo all you want.
Former Vice President and 2024 GOP presidential contender Mike Pence, also at the conference.
Here and now, men and women of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, we must choose and decide and determine that Joe Biden will never be reelected as president of the United States.
Correspondent Laura Winters reporting, Republican presidential candidate and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is set to announce his border policy tomorrow at an event in Eagle Pass, Texas. Tonight he'll participate in a ride-along on the southern border. Lawmakers urge the Government Accountability Office to review the potential risks of artificial intelligence. Senators Gary Peters of Michigan and Ed Markey of Massachusetts sent a letter to the agency asking them to conduct a detailed technology assessment. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.